Hi, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willie, and I'm here at AwesomeCon DC, and I just happened to come across this booth, and I'm looking at the artwork, and this comic is fantasy oriented, looks like colonial kind of fantasy. So I'm interested, and I'm here with the webmaster Diane. So tell us more about this comic, what it's called, what it's about, that kind of thing.
Well, Snow by Night is indeed a colonial fantasy. Instead of your typical swords and sorcery set in fantasy Europe somewhere, we are muskets and alchemy set in fantasy Canada. We are approximately at the height of the fur trade, and in our fantasy world, historically, instead of a magic system, we have alchemy based off of Newtonian alchemy that we do a lot of research on, and our mythology is Native American based. So one of our main characters, the title character Snow by Night, is a Manitou, which is the Native American nature spirit. The story essentially is about how our two thieves, Blaze and Jassart, find this strange Manitou is stealing from their area of town. And instead of finding a rival thief, they find this strange magical creature and end up getting sucked into her story and helping her on a quest to find her heart.
It's always about love.
Not necessarily. There is a lot that she has to find out in order to get to her heart, they've been dragged along for the ride.
All right, so as far as physical heart, like soul heart, or like a love heart?
This is more of a metaphorical soul. So she is searching for a way to find herself. And it's explained in the comic. She does tell the two thieves that we have why she's on this quest and how she managed to take a humanoid form, even though she's made out of snow.
Snow.
That's right.
Well, she's in Canada. That's the best place to be to become a human, I'm just saying. And how many issues are out so far?
We have our first four chapters available in print right now. They can also be purchased online. Our con special is buy three, get the fourth free. We're going to be kickstarting volume two in about a month or so, because we are wrapping up volume two with chapter eight. The last two pages will be posted in the next week.
All right. Now, the writer, unfortunately, isn't around, but what about your artist?
Our artist for chapters 1 through 4, the ones that we have in print, is actually not here. She had a prior obligation. But we do have our newest artist, who's going to be starting chapter 9 after chapter 8 wraps up, which is Julie right next to me here.
Say hi, Julie.
Hi.
you're interviewing.
Yeah, I'm interviewing.
Hi, I'm Julie.
All right, so how did you get started with the project?
With Snow by Night?
Yep, with Snow by Night.
I have done, previously I did a vignette for Eric called Winter Fantasy, and that kind of got my toes wet in regards to the project. I've done a couple other smaller commissions for Eric as well in regards to like the Four Seasons prints that you see over there.
Okay.
And then afterwards, Eric offered me to do the pencil work for the project.
So what kind of got you interested? Was it the story, or just Eric just happened to mention it and be like, oh, okay?
I mean, I've been invested in the characters for a while now, being a fan of the series, and, you know, that kind of helps.
Yeah, we're going to that. So are there any other series that you're working on as well as Snow by Night?
I work on The Dreamer with Laura Innes through IDW. I'm currently her colorist.
Okay.
I've also done things for Skipper Martin of Bizarre New World. He's done things through MTV.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then I also have my own comic, too. So.
Oh, yeah, you have your own comic. What's your own comic about?
It's called Yanwa. Basically, it is a Victorian fantasy where technology has been replaced with magic. Now, as opposed to the Industrial Revolution, we have the onset of demon summoning. So that is kind of our shtick with that.
All right, so how many issues have you done with Tamua?
With this guy here, we only have two chapters in print right now, but we're in the middle of chapter four right now online for Yana.
All All right. Well, thank you, and I'll go back to Miss Diane here.
All righty. Have fun.
All right.
Yep, that's fair.
All right. So, who's your favorite character so far to work on?
My favorite character, so I do editing within the script as well, so Eric and I work on that a lot. We've worked as co-authors in previous projects.
Okay.
So I would say my favorite character that kind of took me by surprise is actually Ald, and he is a minor character through the background of the story who ends up getting two of his own vignettes.
Okay.
And, he's got a very interesting backstory that ties into the rest of the cast.
All right, so speaking of vignettes, apparently you have two artists that work on each issue, like one would work on the main story and then there's a vignette.
Yes.
So who's the other artist that works on the vignettes?
Well, it actually happens every chapter. We have one main artist and one vignette artist. So, for example, in chapter one here, our main artist was Brittany, and our secondary artist for the vignette was Eric Schneider.
Okay.
So it changes every vignette or every chapter, and so like in our first four print chapters, we have one main artist doing the story, and then we have a different artist doing every vignette for every chapter. And the same thing happens in volume two. We have one main artist, and then each vignette is a different artist.
Okay, well, where can people find the comic other than the convention? Like, we have a website, on Twitter, Facebook, where yet?
Our main website is www.snowbynight.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook under the name Snow by Night.
And they can also purchase the comic by your main website.
Correct.
Any other services or websites that actually service your comic? Or?
No, that's the only one that we have in the moment.
Okay. Well, hopefully y'all get distributed in other places as well so people know more about Snow by Night. So thank you for taking the time to interview. And this is Natty Willie again from Nerd Element. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again. All right, this is Natasha, a.k.a. Natty Willie, and Eric actually happened to show up during our interview with Diane for Snow by Night, so...
Hey, my ears were burning.
I know, yeah, the ears were burning. So how did you come up with the concept of Snow by Night or the characters, like what the story was about, like what inspired you to write, or did the characters speak to you, like how did that come about?
The setting spoke to me. I had some friends who live in Quebec City, up in Canada, and I had never seen nor heard of the city in literature or movies or film. And I thought, and the more I heard of and learned about the place, the more interesting and magical it seemed to me. And so it was this city that was literally on the frontier for hundreds of years. And I'm from Florida, so anything that cold has to be magical.
Right.
And so I was like, this is such a place, it's such so rich in history and so undeveloped from a literary standpoint for webcomics, for example, that I knew I wanted to set a story here. And that's what got started, and then I started thinking of what sort of people would live there.
That's cool, and I'm looking forward to reading it. Now, what other conventions are you guys going to be at?
We're going to be at Animazement in May. We are guests at Connecticon in July.
Okay.
We just got accepted into Otakon a few weeks back. We're hoping to be at Gen Con.
Okay.
And those last two are in August.
Awesome. Well, hopefully everybody will check you out there and check out the comic, Snow by Night. That's a wrap. I actually had another question. Like, since you're at Awesome Con DC, like, are there any guests out, you know, that are going to be here that you're, like, completely geeking out about?
Carrie Holways.
Yes. And Diane?
I'm really into the webcomic scene, so Mookie is here. I saw him walk by me and went,
That is adorable.